This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A Syrian military official says two bombs attached to a bus carrying troops in the capital Damascus have exploded, killing 14 people and wounding others. The attack early Wednesday was the deadliest in Damascus in years and a rare event since government forces in 2018 captured suburbs formerly held by insurgents in Syria's decade-long conflict. State TV showed footage of the charred bus in central Damascus, saying the Wednesday morning blasts occurred during rush hour when people were heading to work and school. The United Nations says at least 350,000 people have been killed during a civil war that started a decade ago. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow regretted the absence of U.S. officials from the international talks on Afghanistan with the Taliban Wednesday. The United States said it would not join this round of talks in the Russian capital due to technical reasons, but planned to do so in the future. Russia's initiative in hosting the talks and rallying aid for Afghanistan is part of an effort to boost its influence in the region after the United States withdrew its forces from Afghanistan and the Taliban seized power in August. Moscow is mainly concerned about the risk of instability in the former Soviet countries of Central Asia and possible migrant flows and Islamist militant activity directed from Afghanistan. At least 46 people have died and several are missing after floods triggered by heavy rains hit the northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. Rescuers worked through the night to retrieve bodies stuck in debris and to evacuate those in vulnerable areas. The hilly state has seen incessant rains for the past 3 days. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there's been a 7% rise in new coronavirus cases across Europe last week. It's the only region in the world where cases increased. The UN Health Agency said in its weekly assessment of the pandemic, released late Tuesday, that there were about 2.7 million new COVID-19 cases and more than 46,000 deaths last week. Those figures are similar to the numbers reported the week before. Coronavirus cases have jumped in Europe for the third consecutive week with about 1.3 million new ones. WHO said more than half of countries on the continent reported a rise in their COVID-19 numbers. Britain, Russia, and Turkey accounted for the most cases. The U.S. Supreme Court declined Tuesday to block a vaccine requirement imposed on Maine healthcare workers, the latest defeat for opponents of vaccine mandates. It was the first time the Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. It previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing it October 29th. The Maine vaccine requirement that was put in place by Democratic Governor Janet Mills requires hospital and nursing home workers to get vaccinated or risk losing their jobs. Meanwhile, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who is vaccinated, tested positive for COVID-19 Tuesday morning, U.S. media reported, citing a department spokesperson. Facing a surge of seriously ill COVID-19 patients, the head of an intensive care unit at a Moscow hospital says the situation could easily have been avoided if more Russians were vaccinated, with only about a third of Russia's 146 million people fully vaccinated. The country has hovered near or over 1,000 reported deaths per day for weeks. Russia's death toll is now 225,325, by far the highest in Europe, even though most experts agree even that figure is an undercount. A centerpiece of President Joe Biden's climate change strategy is all but dashed. Instead, Democratic lawmakers are meeting with Mr. Biden at the White House, searching for new ways to reach his emission reduction goals that can still win passage in Congress. A carbon tax, energy tax credits, and other strategies are in the mix. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.